So I'm guessing from the readings today that many of you are probably sitting there going, oh great, we're getting a hellfire and brimstone sermon.
Okay.
Wrong. We're actually going to have a little fun with this. But I want to give you kind of my thought process on this whole thing. Because I think the gospel lesson, as all the lessons today, are very, very important. And it's something that we miss a great deal. So through the course of the week, you know, like everybody else, you can't avoid what's going on in the world. And there's all kinds of things that have been written. But there was this really interesting article that was talking about this gentleman was trying to understand why Trump was voted for prominently by evangelical Christians. And he actually looked at Pew Research and everything else. And what he came up with is he says there's two kinds of Christians. There's actually the authoritarian type of Christian, those that believe in the primacy of Scripture, that believe that God is real, that believe that the Bible is real, and follow the laws. These are the authoritarians. Not that they want authority for themselves, but that they are willing to follow authority. Then there's another kind of Christian that is a Christian that operates on grace. And that's a Christian that understands that what has been done once for all, that there is nothing that exists outside of grace, that everything is grace. We have the right to make our own mistakes, and we do. We have the right to make our own decisions, and we do. The fact of the matter is, the truth is something in between. We hear in the gospel today that the law doesn't pass away until all things are fulfilled. All things have not been fulfilled. We have not been resurrected. The law still exists. Now that by no means means that there is no grace. Let me give you an example. Does everyone know the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark? Indiana Jones, right? Was a really good movie, one of my favorites, nice action movie. Indiana Jones thwarts the Germans by getting the little medallion first. The Germans end up digging in the wrong place. Indy finds the Ark of the Covenant. The Germans take it. Indy steals it back. The Germans die at the end. And the free world is saved, right? Good hero story, right? The outcome would have been the same if Indiana Jones was not in the story. The outcome would have been the same if Indiana Jones was not in the story. Why were the Germans digging in the wrong place? Because they only had one side of the medallion. Had Indy not been in the story, the Germans would have gotten the medallion by hook or crook. They would have found the right place. They would have found the Ark of the Covenant. They would have taken the Ark of the Covenant to the island where they all died anyway. When we operate on grace alone, we remove Christ from the story. When we remove Christ from the story, the ending is not the same. Paul himself repeatedly goes through. Now, mind you, this is after Christ was resurrected. Paul himself repeatedly goes through and says, I am the Pharisee of Pharisees. I boasted about the law. He still finds use for the law. Because the law shows him that he cannot live by it, that it must be by grace. One is an actuality, one is an assumption. The law isn't there to condemn us. The law isn't there to destroy us. It's there to remind us. It's there to guide us. But it is both law and grace, not one or the other. Through those two, we have true freedom. Through those two, we recognize the necessity of a Savior. It's the old Reformation rub, faith or works. How do you gain your righteousness? Through faith or works. What people fail to understand, what we so oftentimes miss, is that it is our faith that drives our works. It is our faith that allows us to step out into situations that we find uncomfortable or even dangerous and share the gospel. Faith without works is dead. You've heard that before, right? Works without faith is non-existent. There are not two different coins. It's not an either or. It's a both and. That's the only way that we're truly Christian. Otherwise, we're just cherry picking and taking the character out of the story. Why do we read the Bible? Because we believe it. Why do we say the creed? Because it says the things that we believe. It's not simply one thing or the other. It's not a game of which of these doesn't belong. Why did evangelical Christians overwhelmingly vote for Trump? I don't really know. And I don't really care. It doesn't matter. We serve someone outside this world. Christ himself walking through says, "Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's and to God that which is God's." We focus too much on this world and we wonder why it gets worse. We've taken away the focus of Christ. There are so many sayings from the church fathers. Hildegard of Bingen: "All will be well, all will be well, and all is well." St. Francis: "Preach the gospel at everywhere and at all times, and when necessary, use words." These are people that existed in the world. These are people that did a lot of good and reached a lot of people in the name of Christ simply by being present. But these are also people that understood that these two things are not separated. You can't separate faith and works. You can't separate law and grace. They all go together to make a whole. And against this, the gates of hell will not prevail. Amen.